hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
My dear devotees, to conclude this wonderful work, the Braj Bilas Stava, we have picked a few verses about the friends of Lord Krishna and Gopeshwara Mahadev. Let us first understand a little bit about Krishna's friends. Kindly take your book and open it to text 21.
Krishnasyo chai pranaya vasati sampravina sakinam Krishnasyo chai pranaya vasati sampravina sakinam Syamangastatsama guno vayovesha Sondavyadarpaha Chamangastatsamaguna Vayovesha Sondavyadarpaha Snehadvandokshanam Vakalanach Jayate Yo Vaduta Snehadvandokshanam Vakalanach Jayate Yo Vaduta Shri Damanam Hari Sahacharam Savadatam Prapadye Shri Damanam Hari Sahacharam Savadatam Prapadye.
We hear now about the older brother of Srimati Radharani. I always take shelter at the lotus feet of Sridham, who is Sri Krishna's supremely loving friend. He is the most experienced among all of Sri Krishna's friends. His complexion is blackish, and he is proud of possessing similar qualities, similar age, dress, and beauty as that of Sri Krishna. Sridham, due to affection, becomes greatly impatient if he does not see his friend Krishna for even a moment. So here we hear about the best of Krishna's friends, Sridham Sakha, and his mental disposition, how he feels. He becomes impatient and restless if in the course of walking through the forest, Krishna, for just a brief moment, disappears behind a tree. Where's Krishna? Where's Hare Sridham? He's just there. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I thought he was gone. I thought he was somewhere. It's described how Sridham looks. His complexion is also blackish. And he has many similar qualities as to that of Lord Krishna. My dear devotees, when we think cowherd boys, we sometimes may make the mistake to compare them to ordinary cowherd boys. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is described how Gop Kumar, or his name in Golok Vrindavan is Swarup, looked when Janashama, the Brahmana, came to Keshi Tirtha and heard him crying there in the forest. We can just imagine this Brahmana hears someone crying very deeply and follows the sound and then comes to this Kunja. And what does he see? He sees a cowherd boy, but in comparison to every other divine personality which he has seen up till now, that cowherd boy looks much more splendorous. See, Swarup or Gop Kumar has by now seen the Vaikuntha Vasis, the Vishnu Dutas. He has seen Lord Shiva. He has seen great yogis. He has even seen the residents of Ayodhya and also the servants of Krishna in Dwarakapuri. But as he now goes into this kunj and sees Swarup or Gop Kumar, he is totally almost blinded by his effulgence, and more so, he is, overwhelmed by his we would say in modern English, charisma, his you know, what comes out of him, what is the impression which he makes, because nowhere else has he seen such an amount of love in one person. You know, when you see someone in love, even in this world, you take note. The person does look different than others. But, you know, when you see someone who has love of Krishna in his heart, you're totally overwhelmed. It is said that one little drop from the ocean of prema is sufficient to drown the whole world and make it helpless. You know, so if a person who has love of Krishna, not just a drop, but love of Krishna in his heart, meets you in his presence, you totally you become influenced in a way you have never been influenced before, and you take note of that. So Sri Damsaka is very much in love with Krishna, and when he doesn't see him even for a brief moment, he becomes impatient, he becomes restless. The same nature is this of being so attached to Krishna, having so much love in his heart, is described about another friend of Krishna. Who knows another name of another very prominent friend of Krishna? Subalsaka, yes. Text 22 describes Subal. I will just read the English to you. I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of Sri Subal, whose body is filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. See, his whole body is filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. That means every cell is just vibrating with love. Due to intense attachment, he does not let go of Krishna's hand even in his dreams. That means when Subalsaka dreams, he always has Krishna's hand in his own hand. And he cannot let go of this hand because of fear of separation from him. Sri Subal's heart is always filled with waves of affection for Sri Radha. My dear devotees, these friends of Krishna are so much attached to Krishna that in the night they can't sleep peacefully. What they do is, in the night they repeatedly awaken and they go to Nanda Bhavan, that is the palace of Lord Krishna on the top of the hill Nandishvara, and they knock at the door because they feel it must be time now to wake up Krishna so that we can go for our pastimes of herding the cows. So they totally forget what time is it is, and at 12 o'clock they come up, and everyone is at sleep. Only Yashoda, who is also so full of love for Krishna, hears the knocking at the door, and she opens the door, and she sees these little cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, you know, looking at her. Where is Kanhaiya? He is still resting. Yashoda says, "Dear boys, go to bed. See in the sky, it's midnight. Is this the time to go for cow herding? Go and sleep. You need to sleep to become strong in body and mind so that you can go with my Kanhaiya." So then, very sad, the cowherd boys go in again and try to sleep in their beds, but it's not possible. They think only of Krishna. So after 1 hour, they think, now must be the time. And they run again up to Nandishvara, knock at the door to tell Yashoda to wake up Krishna. It's time now to leave for the cowherding hour. And again, Yashoda comes and says, "Are boys, hardly 1 hour has passed since I saw you last. Let Krishna sleep. He's a tender boy. If he doesn't sleep sufficiently, how will his digestive fire work? And then if he cannot eat, then he will be weak. Go to sleep, come back in the morning when the sun is just arising. So the boys are becoming very despondent. Go again back. They come around sometimes up to 7 times in the night because they are so impatient, like it is described here. Sridharam Sakha becomes greatly impatient if he doesn't see his friend Krishna for even a moment. So the night for the Sakhas is a very dangerous entity. We all think, oh, when will night come? Then I will lay down. Then I will put a warm blanket over me. And then I think what I want to think before I fall asleep. You know, then I will rest. And whatever comes next, I don't even want to think about it. These pastimes go up. So finally Krishna gets up. The sun is just climbing over the horizon, and by now the Sakhas are fast asleep because they couldn't sleep all night, so now they are resting. So then Krishna, knowing very well the heart of his dear friends, expands and is in as many forms as there are Sakhas, friends, and he goes before every door of every one of his friends and plays a very sweet and joyous flute melody. Can we hear such a joyous flute melody? Thank you so much, Haribo. You were. I think Krishna was breathing his loving breath into your heart, and it came out with this wonderful joy. And the Sakhas wake up with a start. Ooh. Oh my God, have I slept? And they go out. They open the door and they see, oh, Krishna, and they go and embrace Krishna with tears of affection. And in this way, Krishna personally gets all his Sakhas to come with him for the milking pastimes. Yes, this is how the love goes on. Krishna's servants feel a little awe and reverence towards Krishna, and therefore are very hesitant to run to Krishna, unless they are called by Krishna. Come, Patri! Come, Raktak! Then they come on running. They just wait. But Krishna's friends run even if they are not called. And they knock at 1 o'clock at his door. Come, where are you so long, Sakha? His friends are not hesitating. Let us hear some of their blissful names now, and let us chant them. Sridham Sakha, Sudham, Dama, Vasudama, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Angsu, Bhadrasena, Vilasi, Pundarika, Vitanka, Kalavinka. Beautiful names, no? These are some of the beautiful names. Now, you must know that sometimes Krishna disappears from his friends, especially at the noontime. At the noontime, Krishna goes to Radhakund, he does this is, he says to his friends, my dear friends, I'm very tired. Are you also very tired? And his friends say yes, but they are not. So Krishna then lies down in the lap of his friends. Again, he expands into as many forms as friends are there, so that each friend can have his intimate association and have his Krishna's head in his lap. You know, if one friend would see, oh, Krishna is resting on Kalavinka's lap or Kinkini's head, lap, but not on my lap, they would feel, oh, is my lap not good enough? I have prepared a very clean dhoti. There's a little dust or braj on it, no problem. But otherwise, it is fine. So Krishna, knowing how much his friends love him, just has to expand himself to be there for every one of them. So then he needs to make them fall asleep. So he pretends to sleep, and then he says, you also lay down, I can happily sleep. And so his friend goes like this and also lays down. But then Krishna very carefully takes the weight of his head from the lamp. But his friend goes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And again he lies down. He has to do it a few times before finally he can disappear, because he needs to go to Radhakund. And then to Suryakund, everywhere. But then finally his friends wake up and they find out Krishna is gone, and they are very disturbed by this. They're very disturbed. When Krishna returns to them after the Suryakund Leela, which we will see today, Sridham says to Krishna, oh Krishna, you are so cruel. Why have you all of a sudden left the bank of the river Jamuna? Finally, to our great fortune, we have found you. Please satisfy us now with a firm embrace. O Krishna, let us tell you the truth. When we are separated from you, we become unattractive within a moment. Even the cows become unattractive within a moment if you are not there. And the pasture land also, everything is not of interest. So, these friends love Krishna. Now they had a real problem when Krishna had to carry for 7 days the Govardhan hill. They felt in their hearts, we love Krishna so much, why does he have to work so hard? 7 days and seven nights. They really felt so much full of love. They really care for Krishna, and they addressed him, oh friend, you have spent seven long nights standing here without going to sleep. Surely you must be tired. So, you can hand over the mountain to Sridham. We feel distressed when we see you working so hard and suffering like this. But because you are very strong-minded, if you don't want to do this, change your arm. Hold the mountain with your right hand for a while, not the left hand, so that we can nicely massage your left arm. This is how they feel, just so much affection. And now there is a very important thing here. And you will find that their love for Krishna is Vishramba, and from Vishramba develops into Pranaya. What this means is, they don't feel even a little difference between Krishna and themselves. And Krishna also feels, these are my friends, we are the same. There is no difference. And therefore, you should never object that Krishna sometimes carries Sridham Sakha on his shoulders, and the feet of Sridham Sakha are either on his chest or in the back. And, you know, one feet goes left, go left, go right. Can I? Right! Because they're wrestling, you know. Right! Left now! You know, the feet really push Lord Krishna. But because they feel so much pranaya, which comes out of this, Vishramba means without respect, huh? This friendship, they are so equal. Krishna doesn't object to this at all. He feels when the foot of my friend touches me, it's like as if my foot touches me. See, now my foot touches my sitting place, you know, my physical sitting place. Now, if anyone else would touch with his foot my sitting place, where I sit, you know, my bottom of the body, it would be considered a kick and a great insult. If I get up and, I mean, anyone, I don't want to say, would just kick me in the behind, you would feel this is not a very nice gesture. But if I, in the course of shifting my leg, go like, I don't even notice it. But if someone of you would do this, I would think, oh, Giriraj wants me to become more humble, you know. do you understand the point? When there is an equality, the leg can touch. So Krishna's friends are so equal with him that they can do this. And you will see how once Sridhar was fighting with Krishna, and he was defeating Krishna in the fight. And per agreement, Krishna had to carry Sridhar on his shoulders. So Sridhar tells to Krishna very heavy words. He says, "Come, Krishna. Better you run away before we do another arm fight. Krishna, I have to tell you, I have defeated you. But you are so proud of killing all these demons for no good reason. It were the Brahmanas who killed Putana with their mantras. And was it you who killed the Agasura demon? No, we all went into the belly of the Agasura belly. We were all there with you. Krishna, if you say, I lifted Govardhan Hill and then I kept it in the air by myself, I will say wrong, Krishna, so wrong. Govardhan was pleased with our Govardhan Puja and therefore, out of pleasure, he went up in the air by himself. So, don't be so proud. This means, you know, if anyone would say to God, don't be so proud up there, you know, it would be an offense. Which would have needed to be punished. I once saw, when I was doing service in Sweden, I saw a homeless beggar going over the street. It was in Uppsala. And this beggar was cursing God in the Swedish language. I have forgotten what he said in Swedish, but I remember in English. It was something like, who do you think you are up there, making up us people here on this earth experiencing misery? I don't care for you. And this beggar then took his mouth and spit in the air in the direction of God. Of course, he was immediately chastised when all his spit just fell on his forehead and gave him an anointment. You know. But Krishna's friends are really getting heavy with Krishna. Krishna tolerates this. The verses seen, which to my knowledge, happened before with Krishna's friends. And Krishna was, Krishna had lost, but he didn't want to carry the opponent on his shoulder. So his friend said, but this is the agreement of the play. No, I don't have to keep the agreement, said Krishna. Why don't you have to keep the agreement? Because I'm the king's son, said Krishna. Kanai, just because your father has a few more cows, do you think you can escape the rules of the game? You have to carry. Then Krishna was hard-pressed to give reasons, but he really felt maybe tired, or it was winter, and in winter one is... So then finally, when his friends demanded a reason why Krishna didn't have to carry them, Krishna said, because I'm God. He really didn't want to carry them. And then his friends laughed and said, are you very truthful today, Kanai? Please show us, give some proof for your statement that you are God. You are one of us. You are. So then Krishna took all his cowherd friends out of Vrindavan to Vaikuntha, where they saw him as Narayan. And his friends went, where is Narayan? Our Kanaya is Narayan. Narayan looked towards his friend. I'm Krishna. I don't have to carry you. And then the cowherd friend said, it's all right, it's all right, but please, no, Narayan, come back to us. Be with us, be amongst us. Come under the Bandirava tree. Don't sit on this high cushion, please. And Krishna obliged them and took them all back to the Bandiravan forest. This is, you know, something you need to understand about Krishna Bhakti. Krishna's friends feel they are equal, and Krishna accepts them totally as equals. After having said this much, I would like to introduce you a few other friends of Krishna or associates. I thought of the birds. Would you like to hear about Krishna's birds? Yes. All right. Please open your little book to text 71.
Parichaya rasa magna kamanaratayore. Parichaya rasa magna kamanaratayore. Maduratararute no la samula sayanti. Brajabhuvinava, you know, I forgot this. Brajabhuvinava, you know, Supriya Pakshinayaste. Brajabhuvinava, you know, Supriya Pakshinaste. Vida tumamma sokyam sparam. Alokanena vidatu mamma sokyam sparam alokanena.
May the favorite birds of Sri Sri Radha Krishna make me happy by their merciful glance. I want the merciful glance of the favorite birds, because they always remain in the association of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. These birds are very familiar to them. They constantly increase the joy of the divine couple by their sweet singing. The Bhagavatam describes a very wonderful scene. It's when Lord Krishna plays the flute and the birds who are here and there all over in the forest of Braj hear Krishna's flute sound and come flying towards Krishna in groups. You can see sometimes groups of parrots coming and groups of this bird and that bird. So these wonderful birds are just flying to Krishna to see him. And they sit down on the beautiful branches of the trees. With closed eyes, you know, they also meditate. Huh? They are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of his flute. And they are not attracted by any other sound. Surely, says Sukadev Goswami, 100%, these birds are on the same level as the great sages. You know, these birds leave aside everything, even the leaves and the fruits to which ordinary birds are attached, fly to Krishna and then sit motionless. And some of them close their eyes, and from the ecstasy which they feel in their heart, tears well up and begin to shoot out of their eyes like a syringe. This is another rain, the rain of the confidential birds of Radha and Krishna's tears. Huh? Some other birds listen to this very unclearly in their ecstasy, because their voices are choked with ecstasy. You know, very unclearly they mumble, Krishna, Krishna, Gopal. They chant, yes. Hare Krishna. Sukadev Goswami says these birds are great munis, rishis, saints, who have left the wish-fulfilling tree of the Vedic scriptures to now enter Braj Bhakti. Huh? The Bhakti which you can find in Braj, where they are very, very near to Krishna and can meditate about his flute song. Krishna sometimes takes help of these birds. We all know these pastimes. There is one forest in Vrindavan which is called Kukilvan. Kukil means cuckoo. These cuckoos. How do we say cuckoos? Are they cuckoos birds? It's full of cuckoos. Even if you go today to Kukilvan, you see two things you will see. Many cuckoos and Shani. Wow. Shani's deity is there. Yes. And on his day, Saturday, the Kukilvan is full with people who suffer and who pour mustard seed oil over Shani to pacify him. I had also people doing this for me in my Shani period. When it got intense, you need to visit Shani in Kukilvan. So, anyways, but mostly they are the sweet cuckoos. They go all day cuckoo, cuckoo. So once, when Srimati Radharani could not come to the appointed trysting place, because Yatila kept a stern guard over her movements, Krishna entered Javat. Entered Javat. He came to the property wall, the boundary wall, behind which he knew was Radha, waiting to escape, or waiting for some news for Krishna. So Krishna very carefully scaled the wall took help of one branch of one tree, which you can still see today in the courtyard, and then glided down the tree and stood in the courtyard. And he, in order to alert Radha that he was there, he started to think, what sound can I make which doesn't sound suspicious, but which also signifies that I'm there. So he thought, I will make a cuckoo sound, because just near to Javad is Kukilvan. So he went, cuckoo. Srimati Radharani immediately noticed in that sound there was a sweetness which was not in an ordinary cuckoo sound. But also Yatila somehow had a sound detecting ear and could hear. Yes, there was the cuckoo sound, but there was something else in it. And this something else could only mean this person who will spoil the whole life of my Radha. So she came out. Who is there? Krishna was just immediately going behind that tree and climbing up the tree and hiding in the tree. Well, maybe I'm becoming old, said Yatila. I'm hearing everywhere Krishna. I'm becoming obsessed by Krishna. I should sleep now. So she went back, and again Krishna went down. Coo-coo. Radha immediately heard it. But she couldn't come out. She knew Yatila was also there. So the whole night, the Lord whom the whole world worships at the origin of unlimited universes was climbing up and down a tree to hide himself. This is how the Lord of love enters, no, exits from the position of opulence, of almightiness, comes into the kingdom where he meets his beloved and goes through all the risks which love brings with him, all the twisting turns of love. So the ideal is that all in Vrindavan, all birds and everything, everyone is connected with Krishna. My favorites are the bees, because there are some pastimes which even the birds don't see, but the bees are so close that they follow Krishna everywhere. They are so small, they can go everywhere and they can be everywhere. And they are always around Lord Krishna. And when Lord Krishna, sometimes in the bewilderment of love, brings his flute to the lips but doesn't know which is the melody which I want to play now, the best of bees come and go, and then Krishna said, thank you, thank you. And he starts his flute playing from that pitch or that note, which the best of the bees have given to him. My dear devotees, bringing this Brajvilastava to an end, I would now like to go to the last verse which I would like to present and share and relish with you. It's a verse which has become very dear to my heart. I will first it's a verse about Lord Shiva. Some of you have been in earlier lectures where I described that I had a turn of mind and I became very much aware how important Lord Shiva is for the Bhakta's life. And here is a verse glorifying him. Please open your textbook to text 87. Mula mula gopinda syatmanya bhuja parishmanda nidhi. Mula gopinda syatmanya bhuja
Parishvanga nidaye Muragopendrasyatmaja bhuja Parishvanga nidaye Spurat gopi brindayamiha bhagavan tam pratyanibi Surat gopi brindayamiha bhagavan tam pratyanibi Vajad bister bhaktya svam abhilashitam praptam achirat Vajad bister bhaktya svam abhilashitam praptam achirat Yamiti re gopeshvaramanu dinam tam kila bhaje Yamiti re gopeshvaramanu dinam tam kila bhaje
I daily, says Raghunath Goswami, I daily worship Gopeshwara Mahadev in great happiness. The gopis of Vrindavan had a desire to attain a jewel in the form of the tight embrace of Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda. So they worshipped Mahadev and quickly obtained their desired goal. See, Sadashiva sits at the banks of the river Jamuna. This is the scene. What is he doing there? He's lost in the bhajan of his Lord Krishna. He chants, Sri Krishna, Murare, Govinda Gopal, so many names. There is Shivashtakam, which Lord Chaitanya chanted, and there we find a verse where Lord Shiva is the greatest of Nam Bhajanandis. He chants the names. And he is swaying back and forth, tears come from his eyes. He is totally lost and sometimes calls out, O Govinda. At that time the beautiful gopis come to fetch water from the Yamuna for their household duties like cooking and bathing the shilas which they have in their homes and so on. They see Lord Mahadev swaying back and forth with the greatest devotion. So the gopis know no one can obtain Krishna without the mercy of a great bhakta. And they see Lord Shiva in his ecstasy of bhakti as the Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. And they put down their pots. They bow down to him. They start to worship him as he is swaying back and forth with great transcendental bliss, and beg him for a rare jewel. The rare jewel, they only whisper it, we want the rare jewel. Then they look at each other and they cover their faces. They say, we want this rare jewel. We want the tight embrace of Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda. O Mahadev, give us this jewel. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur worships Lord Shiva with the following mantra, which is very, very nice to be chanted, especially on Mondays. Monday or Moon Day is the Lord of is a day of Shiva who carries a crescent moon in his hair. So Monday, this is a very good mantra to chant. Vrindavana vanipate jaya soma soma mole sanakana sanandana sanatana naradetya
Gopeshvara Brajavilasi Yogangri Patme Prema Prajaccha Nirupari Namo Namaste. O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O Soma, all glories to you, O you whose forehead is decorated with the moon. All glories to you, who's worshipable by the sages, headed by Sanakana, Sanandana, Sanatana, and even Narada. O Gopeshvara, Shiva, I have a great desire. My desire is that you give me prema for the lotus feet of Shri Shri Radha Madhava. Radha Madhava are always so joyous with their pastimes in Braja Dham. I want prema for them. For this I offer my obeisances unto you time and again. Who of you has been in the temple of Gopeshwara Mahadev? Oh, you have all been. Ma Seva, you have been? You must go. Is it because your lineage is connected with Shiva? And here is a Shiva totally free to do what he doesn't do often in the caves of the Himalayas, where the yogiganas are, and they might misunderstand him. Here, he is just rolling in ecstasy of love, and he has come to the shore of the bank of the Yamuna, and your illustrious cousin can take you there, and you can see Lord Shiva, who is becoming so much absorbed in love, that towards the evening he dresses himself like a gopi. He even gives up his male identity. Just he's totally a lover. Whoa. He is. See, in mystical literature, I will now make a little digression. There is always the sacred space, right? And before the sacred space, there is something like an obstacle, a threshold, which is guarded. For instance, in Vaikuntha is a spiritual space, and where great yogis want to come, even those who are not qualified, but who have great yoga siddhis, they propel themselves and travel to the gates with the speed of the mind. They can come with the speed of the mind to the gates. But then they will find the guardians of the sacred space. This is described in Brahma Sanhita. And they have spears. And even the great yogis can't pass the gatekeepers. So every sacred space has on the threshold someone or something which makes sure that no unqualified persons come. You follow what I... Everything. You can't become a Vaikuntha crasher like you can become a party crasher. There are parties in this world and you may not be invited, so you just take 50 meters and you run, ping, and then there is the guard before the party, but you have 50 meters of speed, of accelerated speed, and you just crash it and dance like anything, and then you are accepted in the party. This is called a car party crasher. For those in the old time, I was one of those. When I was young, there was no for me in my young days. But you can't do that in the spiritual kingdom of God. You can't just run in these areas or break into these areas, because there are these very powerful gatekeepers on the threshold. So Vrindavan is guarded by Lord Shiva. All holy dhams have, Vaishnava holy dhams have Lord Shiva at the entrance. when you go into Puri, first there's Bhuvaneshwar, and Bhuvaneshwar, Lord Shiva, residing at the Bindu, at the Lake of Tears. And in Mayapur, you find at the Yoga Pit, that most sacred area, a Shiva deity installed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In Radhakund, the most holy places of all, is guarded on four places by Lord Shiva. When you enter, there's this Kundeshwara, the controller of the Kund, the Radhakund, Kundeshwara Mahadev. So Lord Shiva is there, and he must give you permission. As one of my acquaintances says, without permission, no admission. Hare Krishna. So I would like to guide you in a little prayer. Please everyone recite. O presiding deity of Vrindavan, O beautiful moon-bearing Lord, you are worshipable by Sanandana, Sanatana, Narada. By Sanandana, Sanatana, Narada, and others. O Gopeshwara, all glories to you. Please give me unconditional love for the lotus feet of the playful pair of Braj, Shishi Radha Madhava. Yes. May Lord Shiva hear your prayer. So, Lord Shiva in our Vaishnava literature is often also instructing in very secret things. And one of the things he instructs is in two very wonderful mantras, which are very powerful in Kali Yuga. I'm taking this now from the Sanat Kumar Samhita. One of these mantras is Klingopijana Valaba Chadano Shadanam Prapatye, and the other is Namo Gopi Janavalabhabhyam. And anyone who... So this is a very powerful mantra. Those who have Gayatri initiation have very similar mantras and chant these mantras simultaneously in the Gayatri mantra. They are included there. So once Narada came to Vrindavan, and he wanted to find out the greatest secrets in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And there, he found on the bank of the Yamuna, Gopeshwara Mahadev, sitting in ecstasy. Chanting, Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore, Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore, Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore, Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore, Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sore. Shri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Yes.
Lord Shiva was there. He was clearly the king of all the intoxicated bee-like devotees. And he was totally mad and intoxicated by drinking the nectar of the divine names. So as he was sitting at the bank of the Yamuna, Narada Muni comes to him, watches Shiva and starts to sing with him. And finally, when the kirtan is over, he asked him for a means to reach Krishna. And Lord Shiva tells him these two peerless mantras, which you have heard very briefly. I don't feel comfortable to repeat them again. But then tells him that these mantras will work only when you meditate about the meaning. Here, I would like to summarize what we have heard so far. When you chant mantras, like the Hare Krishna mantra, or your Gayatri mantras, or when you chant even prayers, you have to become mindful, because the connection to the Lord will happen in your mind, not in your body. In your body is not able to receive the Lord, except for Mahaprasad, and there is some help also in Deity Darshan. But if you eat even Mahaprasad or have Darshan with your mind somewhere else, the appreciation and the love will not come so quickly. So the connection to that spiritual reality has to take place in the mind. Prabhupada describes in the mind there is a TV set which can receive the spiritual word. You have a receiver, you have antennas in your heart, in your mind, huh? But you need to bring your heart to your practice. You need to bring your mind to your practice. So Lord Sadashiva gives a wonderful meditation about Lord Krishna. And I would like you to listen to this meditation as the crowning of our little Braj Vilas Stava thing. I meditate on two-armed Lord Krishna. Krishna is dark like a monsoon cloud. He is dressed in yellow garments and garlanded with forest flowers. Krishna is crowned with a peacock feather and garlanded with lotus whorls. His face is splendid like 10 million moons. And his eyes move restlessly. Krishna's forehead is marked with a tilak of sandal paste and musk. He has two splendid earrings which are like two rising suns. His cheeks are glistening from the drops of perspiration, and they look like two glistening mirrors. Krishna has raised eyebrows, and he playfully glances at his beloved's face, and the tip of his raised nose is decorated with a glistening pearl. Krishna's lips are red like bimba fruits. His teeth are shiny like moonlight. He holds a flute in his left hand, and his waist is decorated with a graceful belt. He has splendid, graceful anklets. Krishna's eyes move restlessly. He jokes with his beloveds and makes her laugh again and again. Krishna stays with Radha on a jewel throne under a Kalpa Vriksha tree in Vrindavan's forest. In this way, you should meditate on Lord Krishna and his beloved. Now, Narada Muni is overwhelmed, and Shiva is overwhelmed, and finally Narada Muni asks Shiva, how can I attain that Krishna? And Lord Shiva says, one must renounce all else. And Lord Shiva tells him, I also once asked Krishna, how can I attain you that you don't disappear again? And this is what Krishna says. O Shiva, a person should renounce all else. Actually, it's different. I try to make the English sound simple, but let me read the English to you. But you need to concentrate. It's not so simple English. O Shiva, a person who, renouncing everything else, once, means one time, surrenders to me and to Sri Radha, and worships us as the gopis worship us, certainly attains us. No one else attains us, O Shiva. A person who surrenders to me, but not to my beloved, never attains me. This I tell you. What is so striking is that Krishna only wants, he knows that it's difficult to be, or he says, if someone once surrenders unto me, and my dear devotees, I think many during your Govardhan retreat have come very close where you fit to that stage where you honestly could say to Krishna, please, I am yours. The devotional space. If you have not come there during this Govardhan retreat, come for the next. And if you have come there during this Govardhan retreat, come to the next to make sure. This is so wonderful. Then Lord Krishna tells Shiva an even greater secret. First he says, surrender to Radha and Krishna. And then now he says, a person who once surrenders to Srimati Radharani and tells her, I am yours, attains me without doing anything further. Of this there is no doubt. Therefore, O Shiva, a person who desires to conquer me should surrender with all his heart to my beloved. In this way, one becomes dear to me. In Vrindavan Mahimamrita, Prabodhananda Sarasvati gives us an amazing sadhana. He says, a person should wake up at 12 o'clock in the night. Surrender? That's surrender, 12 o'clock in the night. And it's not because you need to go to a private place. You come up on your own. Then you worship the queen of Vrindavan's forest, Radha, by first paying your obeisances to her, then worshipping her with dark flowers, which you throw to her. Why dark flowers? Syama, yes, you know everything. Then you should circumambulate that queen and finally pay your obeisances to the queen. And if you do this, you will certainly attain the spiritual kingdom. I'm not, by the way, I don't think anyone of us will do so. But I want to illustrate how surrendering to Radha and saying I'm yours and worshipping her is considered in our line to be very, very important. It's the highest sadhana. Then Prabodhananda Sarasvati says, the highest of mantras is a two-syllable mantra. Radha, 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 Radha. Yes, this is Krishna's secret. You cannot obtain me without going through my devotee. And the best devotee is Srimati Radharani. This is a very deep secret which is explained. And so therefore, because we are in the land of Radha, let me just read to you some verses on Srimati Radharani, and then I will be silent. For this we will sit tall. We will calm our minds and awaken our bodies by breathing with full awareness. Watch your inhaling and outhaling breath and try to deepen it. As you breathe in, a golden color enters you with the inhaling breath to energize your body. And as you breathe out, a greenish color leaves you, taking everything out of you which burdens your system. Now enough of this yoga. Stay on this place and just
listen. Listen is very different from hearing. When you listen, you are aware of what you hear. You bring your mind. When you only hear, your mind can be at other places, making other preparations. There's a throne. On the throne, under a kalpa briksha tree, is Lord Krishna. And on the Lord's left side, one should meditate on Sri Radha, who's dressed in blue garments. Radha is splendid, like molten gold. With the edge of her garment, she covers her face to hide her graceful lotus smile. Radha's restless Chakori bird eyes dance on her beloved's face. With her forefinger and thumb, she takes betel nuts and crushed betel leaves and offers them to the lotus mouth of her beloved. Radha is decorated with jeweled earrings. There are finger rings, toe rings, bracelets, armlets. She is so beautiful, always in the prime of youth, and is plunged in the nectar of bliss.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hi, Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Sanatan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whoa! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Radhe. De de si radhe. Yeah.